listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is time to study the daily New Testament reading. Our guest pastor, the Reverend Jace Dietrich from Athens Lutheran Church, Athens, Tennessee. Good morning, Pastor Dietrich.
Good morning.
Good to have you as our guest this morning. Looking forward to studying God's Word with you. How are things at, tell us about Athens Lutheran Church, Athens, Tennessee.
We're a small church in a rural-ish community in between Chattanooga and Knoxville. And it's just a little great church and a great place to be.
How long have you served the Lord's people there at Athens?
Been a little over 7 years.
Well, thanks be to God for that, that He has brought you there to proclaim the good news of Jesus and to serve the people there in Athens, Tennessee. We are studying Matthew chapter 15 today, verses 1 through 20. Is there anything you'd like for us to know about this text, Pastor, as we prepare to dig in?
Just that I love it, that it serves as a reminder of what can happen when we put the things of the world ahead of God. And how He encourages us to keep Christ, how God encourages Christ, Christ encourages us to keep Him at the center of all we do.
All right, very good. We are taking a look at Matthew chapter 15 today with Pastor Jace Dietrich from Athens Lutheran Church in Athens, Tennessee. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call or an email, 314-821-0850, 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727. You can also email us, the email address, kfuo@kfuo.org. All right, let's take a look. Matthew chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. Then Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition for the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat." He answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God,' he need not honor his father. For the sake of your tradition, have made void the word of God. You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'The people honors me, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as the doctrines the commandments of men.'" All right, so Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem, said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat." Pharisees and scribes were upset that the disciples weren't washing their hands when they were eating.
Yeah, well, I mean, you should have some good habits, but that shouldn't be, you shouldn't be hanging your hat on it.
All right, so it's a good habit, wash your hands. But the Pharisees and scribes are concerned that they're breaking this tradition. And Jesus answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die.'" So Jesus is bringing to light that they break this commandment.
Yeah, they put on the same authority, traditions, man-made rules with what God is telling people how to live and act every day. And He's pointing out their folly that, the creation cannot put on par what the Creator has established. And it's probably, it's something that they did a lot, most often, in fact, and it's the biggest problem they had with Jesus, or one of the biggest problems they had with Jesus. And, they're trying to just point it out to him, and he does what he always does and flips it around on them and makes them see the error of their way, and which they have no answer for.
For God commanded, honor your father, your mother. Whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, if anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father. What is Jesus getting at here? If anyone tells his father or mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God.
Yeah, they had a... It's like modern day today trying to get around the law. I mean, it was a way for somebody to not take care of their parents and not be a part of the family unit, and, you know, and basically to be greedy. And the elders said it was okay. If you give it to God, if you do it in God's name, you know, hey, you slap God's name to it and everything's fine. But it's not. And they were doing it from an ill intent. And he points it out to them. He's like, you're leading, as a spiritual leader, people away from God, saying that these actions are okay, and they're not.
So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God.
Yeah, I mean, it's just to make yourselves look good and feel good on your own, you've actually removed yourselves from God. You've erased God's word and put what you want in there. And it doesn't work that way.
You hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. So here he quotes Isaiah.
Yeah, I love Isaiah. It's the biggest problem that they had, and it's the biggest problem that people have today, is that they think if they do certain things because people tell them to do certain things that they're good with God. And the only thing that makes somebody good with God is Jesus himself. It's God. So how do you find out about that? His word. And it's not what people write about him. It's what he reveals to you through his word. Mm. And so you're just, you know, running through the motions and not having your heart with God, thinking that you're okay. That's a problem.
So
and he calls them out on it.
So Jesus is talking about the heart. The lips are certainly outward things, but Jesus is starting to reference Isaiah here concerning the heart, and we're going to get more into that
in the
latter half of this. Pastor, anything else up through verse 9?
No, I mean, he gives a good example. He sets up the... Well, I mean, as he does, always does, he sets up his argument about why you do what you do very well. Is it placating the world, or is what you're doing, is what the force behind what you're doing it, your actions, is it God? Is it Jesus? Are you living for Jesus? Are you living for the world? And who are you trying to be right with? And then, as we're about to get into it, it's all about the heart.
We're studying the Daily New Testament reading with Pastor Jace Dietrich from Athens Lutheran Church in Athens, Tennessee. Today, we're in Matthew chapter 15, verses 1 through 20. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call or an email, 314-821-0850, 1-800-730-2727, 1-800-730-2727. The email address is kfuo@kfuo.org. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll take a look at verses 10 through 20 here in Matthew chapter 15. You are listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Hi, I'm Mark Hawkinson with an invitation for you to join me over the weekday noon hour for Moments of Assurance, your lunchtime spiritual recipe. You'll enjoy encouraging scriptures, a bit of Bible history and trivia, news items, humor, the kids' corner, and more, all mixed in with faith-strengthening sacred music, a blend just right for your midday hour. So join me, won't you? That's Moments of Assurance over the weekday noontime hour here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Worldwide KFUO is easy to find on AM 850 in St. Louis and online at kfuo.org. Through our contacts page online, you can ask us questions, and there is good old snail mail, too. Our street address is KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. The worldwide leader of confessional Lutheranism. Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for more than 90 years.
You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. We are studying the Daily New Testament reading with Pastor Jace Dietry from Athens Lutheran Church in Athens, Tennessee. We're in Matthew chapter 15 today. Pastor, are we ready to take a look at the next section?
Yes.
All right. Matthew chapter 15, verse 10 and following. And he called the people to him and said to them, "Hear and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person." Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?" He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides, and if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit." But Peter said to him, "Explain the parable to us." And he said, "Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone." All right, so he called the people to him and said to them, "Hear and understand, it is not what goes in to the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of a mouth. This defiles a person." Pastor?
Yes. Mm-hmm. One of my actually favorite parts of Matthew, you can't say it enough. It's what I always tell people in my church, is that it's, God cares about your heart. The number one thing he cares about is your heart, because your heart is either with him, drifting away, or it's not with him. And he wants all his creation, he wants all his people to be with him. And from the heart comes sin. We can always hide with speech, who we are and what we truly believe, but you can always tell a person by their actions. And it's God knows the heart anyway. So he can see through everything, and he wants us with him. And it's the sin that we commit, the acts and what everything that we do, that's what separates us from him. And so he wants us to be on guard, to be watchful and mindful, that we have to have a heart that loves Christ.
Then the disciples came and said to him, "Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?"
They're always offended. I'd be like, "What's your point?"
He answered, "Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit."
Yeah, every plant of my Father, Heavenly Father's not planted, will be rooted up. I mean, that's pretty pointed. They have nothing to do with God. You know, he didn't put them there, but they call themselves the spiritual leaders. And as such, because God didn't establish them and put them there, it's the blind leading the blind. They have no idea what it means to live with God. And he says, basically, they've sealed their own fate. They've rejected God on their own, and don't follow them, because where they're going is, you don't want to be a part of it.
But Peter said to him, "Explain the parable to us." Always. Explain the parable, teacher.
Yeah, I know. You would think by the 15th chapter they'd be catching on, but that's why I love the disciples. They're a big mess like we are most of the time. And And Jesus always has pity on us, so thank him for that. I love how Jesus, he's always, every time he interacts with Peter and the disciples, he's like, y'all still not get it? Do you still not understand? And they're like, what? But I don't know, it just makes me laugh.
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And Jesus said, are you still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? This is simple anatomy and physiology. This is simple biology here.
Mm-hmm. This is what, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's, it doesn't, the outward things don't matter. You know, so washing your hands and what you eat, it doesn't make you unclean. It doesn't, has nothing to do with your relationship with God, and that's what he's trying to get them to see. But they lived their life a different way for forever. And it just doesn't compute with them. They think that the outward things do show a heart with God. And he's trying to say, no, it's about love and forgiveness. It's about mercy and compassion. It's about loving your neighbor.
But what comes out of the mouth, proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person, Jesus says.
Yeah, I mean, it's where sin gets its birth. He's about to list seven of a plethora of examples. He gives us some of the most common examples of what separates us from God. It's the things that we do, it's the things that we say against him and against other people. And it's the selfishness and the self-righteousness that how people think and what the way they act that basically secludes us from God and from one another.
For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile the person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone. So out of the heart comes all these evil things.
Yeah, I mean, and you can see just look at the contrast of the seven that he lists, and then, of what is defilement. And then but eating with unwashed hands, as we think that is, it's not sanitary, but, in the grand scheme of things, you're looking at that, and now look at what's coming, look at what y'all do. He's like, look at what people do. He goes, that's defilement. So, it goes back to looking at the list. You go back to the Sermon on the Mount, and how he defines what things are. And what he teaches people, he's just reiterating exactly what he's already told them. I mean, for the probably, I think the third time already.
This is so contradictory to what we think based on things, the world around us. We think it's what goes into us that makes us unclean. You know, you eat something bad, it makes you sick. But Jesus is saying, it's what comes out of you. It's because that comes out of the heart. What comes out of the heart, that's what defiles a person.
Yeah, I see it every day. I live in the Bible Belt. I'd call it the buckle of the Bible Belt, most likely. and I love where I live. I love the people that live in my community. I love all aspects of it. Being the Bible Belt, I see it where a lot of people are concerned and greatly concerned with the outside appearance. And they know the Word of God. They love Jesus. And I sit back and think, even today, God's own people, we're still repeating the cycles. They look at the appearance. And what the appearances should be in their mind, And that's not even close to what God's saying. And so, I mean, it still rings true today for us that, you know, we have to not be so much concerned about the outward things, but be very, very, very concerned about the inward things, about our heart and where it's at.
But to eat with unwashed hands, that does not defile anyone.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, it just shows you how far off the track they were then, that, you know, that how far they'd missed the mark. And it serves as a warning and a reminder and an encouragement today to get back on track.
Pastor, as we look over the text as a whole today, anything else you'd like for us to learn from this text in Matthew chapter 15?
I always tell the people in my church, take it as a challenge. When we read God's word, it's always relevant for us today. And take it as a challenge. Examine your heart every day, and examine the motives for why you do things. And if you're good, you're good. And if you find that there's some work to be done, then it's time to pick up the cell phone and talk to God in prayer, as I call it, and ask to do better, ask forgiveness, and ask to do better. But take up the challenge to examine the motives of why we do what we do. But it's a healthy habit, and it can do nothing but draw us closer to our Savior.
Thank you, Pastor, for being our guest today, helping us study this text in Matthew chapter 15.
Thank you for having me.
God bless you and all the saints there at Athens Lutheran Church, Athens, Tennessee. Coming up in just a little bit, we have some sacred music to help sanctify your morning. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the Messenger of Good News.